In a remote and mountainous region in India, there once lived a violent people group that existed in obscurity. These primitive tribal men and women practiced the same centuries-old customs and remained independent from civilization. They used the surrounding forest for their meager needs by farming on small strips of cleared land and hunting for fresh meat. The villagers were known throughout the area as dangerous, brutal people, with no regard for justice. A tribal elder admitted that his people committed multiple murders. Any little thing could provoke an outburst, such as trespassing, arguing with neighbors over something petty, or a simple bout of jealousy, he confessed. The solution was always a fight to the death, and most times, one killing led to others, leaving families severely affected. They believed even the demons feared their terrible anger. But this was before the footprints of the gospel enter our village, said Anik, a tribal man once filled with hatred and malice. Anik had lived a troubled life. Despite marrying at the young age of 15, he had no children. As per the tribe's customs, he found another younger bride and married again. But this only led to more humiliation when she too did not conceive. Anik went to every temple and performed many sacrifices, but he remained unable to father children. He even went outside of his customs and visited a doctor in the city, without success. He had no answer and no children. His shame was complete. One day, while visiting a nearby market, Anik encountered a church planter. The Christian man commented that he looked tired and offered to help in any way he could. But Anik said nothing, believing he was beyond anyone's help. The church planter shared the gospel and spoke of the incredible love of Jesus. Yet Anik still despaired. What can your God give me that all of my gods cannot? He asked. The evangelist answered simply, a peace that passes all understanding. Curious, and with nothing to lose, he began attending a church some distance from his village. It took 2 hours to walk there, but Anik made the journey often. After several visits, he was ready to give his heart entirely to the Lord, believing the gospel was the word of life. My heart was deeply moved. I bent my head and decided to follow Jesus Christ. As I was told, a peace that passes all understanding immediately engulfed me. Anik was disciplined by the pastor, and soon his transformation was noted by other villagers. They saw that rage and hopelessness no longer filled his heart. The same year Anik accepted Christ, his wife gave birth to their first child. My Lord was enough for me, but he decided to be gracious and also blessed me with a child, and he said with great humility. More hearts opened to the gospel message, enough that the pastor now made the journey to Anik village to preach. Soon, a congregation was planted, with more than 150 members. This once savage, rage-filled tribe is now peaceful and serene. Murder is no longer a problem. Violence is a thing of the past, now that Jesus is their king. In Philippians 4:7, we read, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Anik discovered the peace the Lord promises to all of us, and his willingness to surrender to God's calling had a massive impact on the kingdom of God.